As usual, we'll meditate on Atma. And this verse is very, very popular. We have chanted this verse. It tells you about the nature of Atma. We'll again repeat this. It's such a beautiful verse.
Na jayate mriyate vakadachin. Na jayate mriyate vakadachin. नायं भूत्वा भवितावान भूयः नायं भूत्वा भवितावान भूयः अजो नित्यः शाश्वतोऽयं पुराणो अजो नित्यः शाश्वतोऽयं पुराणो न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे न हन्यते हन्य माने शरीरे.
What is important is body is killed, body dies, I, the Atma, am unborn. I am, because I am unborn, I am eternal. Because I am eternal, I am changeless. And Puranaha, ancient. The most ancient vastu in this creation is Atma. Please close your eyes, sit erect. The goal of Bhagavad Gita teaching is to make me understand I am pure consciousness, awareness, principle. This awareness does not undergo change. It is changeless, nirvikaraha. It is the only thing in this whole creation which is imperishable, unborn, ancient, changeless. Whatever I take myself to be now is anatma. If I take myself to be the body, annamaya kosha atma. The body is the self. If I take myself to be the breathing, pranic energy, then it is pranamaya kosha atma. The self is prana. I am a breathing individual. All the thoughts is me. Whatever thoughts rise in me is I. It is manomaya kosha atma. The self is the mind. I can reason very well. What is right, what is wrong, I know very clearly. Vijnanamaya kosha atma. The self is intellect. Anandamaya kosha. The happiness which I get in this world with the objects or human beings is me, the Atma, the self. Bhagavad Gita teaches me all these five koshas are anatma, not the self. They are born of Prakriti, Panchabhutas. Matter. Matter has got two status. Manifest matter, unmanifest matter. Manifest matter is perishable. Body, mind is perishable. The potential condition of matter is called unmanifest condition, which we all experience in our sleep state. Unmanifest, imperishable matter. Akshara Purusha. Beyond the realm of matter, there exists non-matter spiritual entity called Atma. Unborn. Imperishable. Eternal. Bhagavad Gita reveals to me this nature of mine. Chapter 2, verse 20. Chapter 15, verse 17. I am superior Atma, Uttama Purusha. I can exist independently. I am called Satya, Truth. Absolute truth. Shara Purusha, Akshara Purusha are both matter, perishable, relative in nature, jadam, inert, changing, anatma, mithya. They appear and disappear to Chaitanya, which is my real nature. What is real can be claimed, cannot be experienced. What is unreal is experienced, has to be negated, falsified. I repeatedly see this truth in my meditations. I become aware of the self-evident, self-existent Atma. Revealed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 20, chapter 15, verse 17. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Gently open your eyes.